All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec, and this is my stimulus update for Thursday, July 2nd. Now, we have a lot of things to talk about today. Trump's comments yesterday with Fox Business News, as well as the June jobs report. But first, let me just get through a couple congressional updates. So, yesterday, the House representatives did, in fact, pass the Moving Forward Act. That is that $1.5 trillion green infrastructure plan. However, this is mostly symbolic because Mitch McConnell has said that naturally this nonsense is not going anywhere in the Senate, and President Trump criticized the legislation as full of wasteful Green New Deal initiatives. Also yesterday, the House approved the bill that was previously approved by the Senate that would extend the Paycheck Protection Loan application deadline from June 30th to August 8th. Okay, so for those of you still haven't applied for a PPP loan, all you business owners out there, sole proprietors, S-Corps, C-Corps, whatever you are, if you're a business, consider applying for this. The bill has been passed by Congress to extend the deadline to July 8th. I believe the president will sign this bill, especially given some comments that Secretary of the Treasury Mnuchin made at the press conference after the jobs report. Okay, before we get to the jobs report, I do want to talk about President Trump's interview yesterday on Fox Business News, in which he was asked once again about more direct cash payments to the people.
Mr. President, thank you for talking to Fox Business. We appreciate it. A lot to get to. Let me start with phase four and what might potentially come later this month. Another round of direct payments for individuals. Do you support that at this time?
I do. I support it, but it has to be done properly. And I support actually larger numbers than the Democrats, but it's got to be done properly. We had something where they wanted, where it gave you a disincentive to work last time, and it was still money going to people and helping people, so I was all for that. But we want to create a very great incentive to work. So we're working on that, and I'm sure we'll all come together.
All right, so this is a little bit confusing, right? Because it starts off with Trump saying, I actually support larger numbers than the Democrats. I'm thinking, oh, okay. So do you want more than $1,200 stimulus checks in the next round? Okay, that's cool. That's awesome. That'd be great, right? But then it gets a little bit confusing, right? Because then he starts talking about it giving you a disincentive to work. And he wants to create a very great incentive to work. Okay, so Trump, help me out here. Are you talking about more stimulus checks? Or are you talking about some kind of supercharged unemployment benefits? Because I don't think that your administration would support even more supercharged unemployment benefits than what the Democrats are pushing for, right? Which under the HEROES Act is an extension of the $600 weekly through July 31st, or the Democrat Senate bill introduced by Chuck Schumer, which would be that kind of, where the payment amount per state is based on that state's unemployment rate. I talked about it yesterday. You can check that out if you want. I wouldn't think that Trump wants to do more than the Democrats with respect to unemployment, okay, especially because he says he wants to create a very great incentive to work. Okay, there's some clues later on here that might be clue us in on what he's talking about, but honestly, it's not abundantly clear to me. And the reporter, it wasn't abundantly clear to him either, because then he specifically asked the president, you want the direct payments larger or the unemployment larger, right? Here's what the president had to say.
You want the direct payments larger or the uninsurance benefits
larger?
I want
the money getting to people to be larger so they can spend it. I want the money to get there quickly and in a non-complicated fashion. And they wanted to make it too complicated. Also, it was an incentive not to go to work. You'd make more money if you don't go to work. That's not what the country's all about. And people didn't want that. They wanted to go to work, but it didn't make sense because they make more money if they didn't. And we had some of that, and so we don't want to have that. We want to have people get out, and we want to create a tremendous incentive for people to want to go back to work.
Okay, so Trump doesn't really answer the question. All he says is, I want the money getting to people to be larger so they can spend it. I want the money to get there quickly and in a non-complicated fashion. Okay, but again, are you talking about the unemployment or are you talking about more stimulus payments? Okay, but he says something there at the end, though, that I think may give us some clues to what he's thinking about right now. And he could be just jumping off from thing to thing in his mind as well, right? But at the end there, he says, we want to have people get out and we want to create a tremendous incentive for people to want to get back to work. Okay, so maybe what he's thinking about is something like a back-to-work bonus. We know that Kevin Brady, right, has proposed that $600 a week back-to-work bonus a couple weeks. We know that Rob Portman, $450 a week back-to-work bonus, I think. I've covered them before here on the channel a lot. Maybe Trump in his mind right now, he's answering this question, maybe that's what he has in mind, right? Some payments to the people to incentivize them to get back to work. Well, what about those people who are out of the workforce, right? What about those folks, right? What about those who don't have a job to go back to? And then the reporter kind of bungles this next question, right? Here, I'll just play the question and tell you why I think he bungled it.
On that end, the uninsurance benefits, Mitch McConnell yesterday signaled his support for an extension, the $600 figure. Do you agree with that number? Do you think it should be less?
Okay, so this is kind of confusing because the reporter said that Mitch McConnell, quote, signals his support for an extension, the $600 figure. And then he asked Trump if he supports it. I'll show you what Trump said in a second. But that's just confusing because McConnell has not signaled his support for the $600 figure. Okay. What McConnell said this week is unemployment is extremely important and we need to make sure for those who are not able to recover their jobs, unemployment is adequate. That is a different issue from whether we ought to pay people a bonus not to go back to work. And so I think that was a mistake. So it seems very clearly that when McConnell looks at the extra $600 a week blanket, right, to everybody on unemployment, he thinks that that was a bonus to get people for people not to go back to work, right? He thinks that was a mistake. So I think very clearly Mitch McConnell does not support the extra $600 a week, right? He does acknowledge, right, that unemployment is important and we need to make sure for those not able to go back to work, unemployment is adequate, but that doesn't translate to that he supports an extension, the $600 figure, okay? Maybe the reporter knows this, but that question was reported poorly. Anyway, I'm going to play the question again and then show you Trump's response.
On that end, the uninsurance benefits, Mitch McConnell yesterday signaled his support for an extension, the $600 figure. Do you agree with that number? Do you think it should be less?
We're getting together. We're going to meet tonight, and we're going to make a determination, but it's going to be a good number, a substantial number. People are going to be very happy. One thing that's happening, and you see it with the numbers, and we have big numbers coming out. Hopefully, they're going to be good. They're very important. But when you see what's happening with jobs, when you see that we're doing record numbers of jobs in the history of our country, we've never created more jobs than what we did last month, that last month number. Retail sales are at a record number, especially when you talk about increase. When you look at percentage increase, nobody's ever seen anything like it. So we're headed back in a very strong fashion with a V, and I think we're going to be very good with the coronavirus. I think that at some point that's going to sort of just disappear, I hope.
You still believe so? Disappear?
Well, I do. Yeah, sure, at some point. And I think we're going to have a vaccine very soon, too.
All right, so of course, Trump is vague. He says it'll be a good number, a substantial number. People will be very happy, right? And then he starts talking about jobs. And then he says something very interesting, right? That the virus is just going to disappear. And the reporter kind of asks him in disbelief, you still believe so? And Trump says, well, sure I do. And I think we're going to have a vaccine pretty soon. Okay. So just disappear, right? Media is having a field day with this. Okay. Because obviously that is pretty much very optimistic, almost naively optimistic thinking to think that something like a coronavirus will just disappear. Okay. That said, maybe Trump is referring to the development and administration of a vaccine that could cause the vaccine, or that could cause the virus to disappear. I'm just trying to think of ways that this could be presented in a way that makes sense, right? Or maybe he's thinking back to the 1918 flu pandemic. If you recall, there was that first wave, there was that even deadlier second wave, right? But at the tail end of that second wave, the flu virus did seem, in many cases, to just disappear. In Philadelphia, for example, in October 1918, they're reporting over 4,000 deaths from the flu a week. But then in November, there were very few deaths in Philadelphia, okay? So it did, in a sense, kind of just disappear. But let me say this. For a virus to just disappear like that without a strong intervention, like a vaccine, right, or other preventative measures, it takes millions of lives with it, right? It'll basically just run its course, right? And take everybody who's susceptible to it down with it. And obviously, we do not want that in this country. That's just my two cents as a non-medical professional, okay? All right, then the president asked about masks. He speaks about them pretty positively, a little bit vainly as well, but I think it's pretty funny. Here's the clip.
Speaking of COVID-19, Goldman Sachs put out a model yesterday saying that if there is universal masks, it would be a net positive for GDP. We know the IHME model says that if there were universal masks, that it would be beneficial, it would save lives. So if there is an economic benefit, sir, and there is a public health benefit, sir, why not go forward and say there should be mandatory masks all across this country?
Well, I don't know if you need mandatory because you have many places in the country where people stay very long distance. You talk about social distancing, but I'm all for masks. I think masks are good. I would wear, if I were in a group of people and I was close.
You would wear one.
I have. I mean, people have seen me wearing one. If I'm in a group of people where we're not, you know, 10 feet away, but usually I'm not in that position, and everyone's tested. Because I'm the president, they get tested before they see me. But if I were in a tight situation with people, I would absolutely.
You think the public will see that at some point?
I mean, I'd have no problem. Actually, I had a mask on. I sort of liked the way I looked. Okay, I thought it was okay. It was a dark black mask, and I thought it looked okay. It looked like the Lone Ranger. But no, I have no problem with it. I think, and if people feel good about it, they should do it.
All right, so Trump thinks he's got a Lone Ranger look going on with his mask. I don't know. I see these politicians wearing these fancy masks, you know, Pelosi with her thing, and then, you know, Trump's this Lone Ranger look, apparently. I just wear the normal white one, you know. I don't know. I guess I'm not as fancy as these Washington hotshots. All right, then in this interview, they start talking about Joe Biden, the election, and Biden's tax plan. You know, I might do some more videos as the election comes closer about Biden's tax plan and stuff like that, but I want to keep this video in focus, keep it on stimulus, keep it on the economic recovery. If you want to watch that full interview on Fox Business News with Trump, you can check it out in the description below. Okay? All right, now let's move on to the jobs report. This morning, the Department of Labor released a June 2020 jobs report. Okay? And similar to the May report, this was shocking. Okay? In a positive way. All right? Most economists believe that in June, the economy would add between 1 and 3 million jobs. The actual increase in unemployment, according to this report, is 4.8 million. However, in this report, it says, the number of unemployed persons who were on temporary layoff decreased by 4.8 million in June. Does that 4.8 million sound familiar? Oh yeah, because that's the same number I just said before, right? So the total non-farm payroll employment rose by 4.8 million. Oh, and also, those who were on temporary layoff decreased by 4.8 million. That's telling me, and anybody who reads this report, that this record-breaking, right, in the words of Donald Trump, jobs numbers are largely attributable, if not almost entirely attributable, to simply people who were temporarily laid off due to lockdowns now getting to go back to work. What's more scary is the permanent job losers, all right? And the report says that the number of permanent job losers continued to rise, increasing by 588,000 to 2.9 million in June. That's the group, that's the segment that will struggle the most and create the most drag on the economy. Okay, somebody who was temporarily laid off, right, probably from a lower wage position, and who was able to collect an extra $600 a week in unemployment on top of normal state benefits, they're gonna come out okay, right? It's these folks, these permanent job losers, who I am far more concerned about, because that number has continued to rise month over month, and if that number continues to rise in July as well and into the summer, we could be looking at some very scary times. Okay. Because the headlines, right, if you saw the Trump's, the news conference this morning, the press conference, and Mnuchin, you know, they're saying, oh, 4.8 million, that's like the most ever. Okay, well, I guess technically, but what you got to keep in mind is the unemployment rate rose by very sharply, right, because the lockdowns, and now it's going to have a decrease sharply as well. But then what about those folks that do not have a job to go back to? Those are the folks we really want to be concerned for, okay? In terms of industries, as you would imagine, leisure and hospitality and retail, right, they had the largest increases. Leisure and hospitality employment increased by 2.1 million, retail by 740,000. other sectors that had gains was education, health services, manufacturing, professional and business services, construction, transportation, wholesale trade, financial activities, and government. It says mining continued to lose jobs in June. In June, the average hourly earnings for all employees on private non-farm payrolls fell by 35 cents to $29.37. That makes sense, right? Because very likely most of those folks will return to work. They were likely on the lower end of the income spectrum. And so that would explain why the average hourly earnings decreased. All right, I want to talk about that misclassification error. Okay, because there was the rate in this report of the unemployment is 11.1%. Okay, 11.1%. Now, if you remember in May, right, we went over the May jobs report, the May number was 13.3%. Okay, but there was that footnote in the May jobs report that said that there's this misclassification error that could cause the unemployment rate to be understated by as much as 3 percentage points. All right, so making the actual unemployment rate potentially as high as 16.3%, okay? That same language regarding that error is in this June jobs report, but they're saying that the maximum potential error that could be in this June jobs report is a 1 percentage point error, Okay, so according to the Department of Labor, they're saying, okay, so 11.1% maybe actually could be as high as 12.1%, but they say that that one percentage point that they state represents the upper bound of our estimate of misclassification and probably overstates the size of the misclassification error. Okay, so that misclassification error that was up to 5 percentage points in April, 3 in May, 1 in June, they're getting better and better at figuring that out, right? So hopefully going forward, we'll have more and more dependable data about the actual unemployment rate, right? Of course, we have to keep in mind, folks, right, that these June numbers, these 4.8 million net increases, right? I imagine that some of those folks would write back on unemployment, right? Because many states are rolling back their reopenings. Many counties are rolling back their reopenings. In my home state of California, just yesterday, Gavin Newsom said that, or he ordered that indoor non-essential businesses in 19 counties, including the county where I live, Los Angeles County, must close, okay? And those employees and those businesses, they're going to be right back on unemployment, right? But of course, my fear is that some in Congress, specifically Republicans in Congress, will look at the June jobs report, okay? They'll think it's a major victory, and they'll say, the phase four stimulus, it doesn't really have to be that big. You know, maybe some stuff for businesses, but, you know, the people, they really don't need a whole lot, right? Because, look, they're doing a lot better, right? I think that's very short-sighted, right? Problem is, more and more states are scaling back their reopenings throughout July, we're not going to have the July jobs report until the beginning of August. And that will likely be too late to see another stimulus check, if there is one, until September, okay? So I hope that those in Congress look at the periphery data. They don't just look at the headline, right, the 4.8 million. I hope they look at things like the permanent job losers, right, not just the headlines, okay? San Francisco Federal Reserve Bank President Mary Daly said yesterday, "I would hesitate to call this a recovery. The longer the virus is with us, the more permanent job separations occur." She's looking at the right things. She's looking at those permanent job separations, not just those temporary layoffs, right? Because obviously, if you shut down the country for a couple months, of course you're going to, when you can reopen it, it's going to have a huge increase, right? That doesn't speak to the long-term effects of this virus, okay? And I do hope that our leaders are not so short-sighted as to think that this headline figure of 4.8 million increase in unemployment in June should be communicated as we don't need more stimulus, right? San Francisco Federal Reserve Bank President Mary Daly also said, "If we can get the public health issue under control, either through a really robust mitigation strategy or vaccine, then we can reengage in economic activity really quickly." Okay. Elise Gould, senior economist at the Progressive Economic Policy Institute, so this is a left-leaning think tank, so keep that in mind, said, "Given the likelihood that states may have to reshutter parts of their economies with the rise in cases, the job gains we see may not last." But that's true, right? I mean, that's true. If this virus takes off like crazy, right, and businesses have to shutter down again, well, unemployment will go up again, right? Just common sense. 65% of Americans in a Gallup survey released yesterday said that the coronavirus situation is either getting a little or a lot worse. That is a new high. Also a new high yesterday, the U.S. reported over 50,000 new cases of COVID-19. That is a record, folks. In light of the crisis, Julian Castro, who you recall was vying for the Democratic presidential nomination, and he was Obama's Housing and Urban Development Secretary, said yesterday that the government should give the people $100 billion to pay their rent. He said, "We should invest $100 billion in direct rental assistance that the HEROES Act would include, as well as emergency solutions grants." I don't know how Mitch McConnell would feel about that. But that is my stimulus update for today. Thank you so much for watching. If you haven't yet subscribed to my channel, please click the button right here. It's got my face on it. So you subscribe to the channel so you don't miss any updates. Also, please be sure to check out our latest family vlog video. I have it right up here, just posted this morning. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you next time.